Blog Talk Radio.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech at vpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech at vpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
Good evening. Welcome to our Grizz Talk Radio. Sorry, we had a little technical there early in the show, but just want to say hello and everybody a happy evening. We got a lot to get covered this week, so well, actually tonight. So with that being said, yeah, I just got a few schedules to kind of start off with of some events that's coming up on July the 8th. You got the Texas Grizz Fest that's going to be over there in Kennedale. June the 22nd, you got the Texas Grudge Fest race, which Ken Mass is hosting, which is that's going to be held at Dallas Raceway in June the 22nd. You also got the Hub City Trackway Grudge Fest that's going to be going on as well. And July the 6th, we got a race. We were coming to No Problem Raceway with a little race and hadn't kind of put the final touches on the program, but we do want to just throw it out there that July the 6th that we will be at No Problem Raceway. So when more details and stuff surface, we will put that out there for the family to know in the date and time and all of that. And also, I know for the Hub City race there, we're going to open the gates at around 2 racing. That's going to start until about 4. So also just kind of want to put that out there. If anybody else out there now want to come out and kind of give us a brief description of an event, upcoming event that you know of or whatever, we take a few minutes before the show kind of get kicked off and kind of let you talk about it. We have 2 lines that's open, so we're going to take this time now and open up the lines. You've got 4787. Your line is open. Okay, we got 0775. Your line is open. All right, can you guys hear me? 0775. Your line is open. All right, 0755.
Yo, what's happening, Chris?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Oh, nothing much. This Mass Connection.
Hey, what's going on, Mass?
Oh, nothing much. Just trying to let everybody know it's going down June the 22nd at Dallas Raceway. Tackle Park
okay.
Coming down. He's looking for some action.
All right. Let me see. I was talking. I don't know if I was talking to myself. Did y'all hear the little brief discussion? Description, or is this the first time you hear my voice?
The first time hearing your voice.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Well, I'm trying to see. I don't know if any of the Texas guys are listening right now, but my man Tacklebox, he's looking for a race. He don't want to come down here for nothing. So, if Gooch, if you're out there listening to me, or Stacy, you out there listening to me, you know what I'm saying? He's trying to get at y'all, so bring your gun.
Yeah, I heard that. We got another caller here, man, too. I hope for 1 second, man. I'm going to open up the lines, too, because I had a little schedule thing here. So let me open up this guy line here. It's 4787. Man, your line is open.
Who is that?
4787.
Oh, yeah, this Superman, man. I'm just on here listening.
Okay.
I heard your brief description.
Oh, you did? Okay, I got it.
Yeah, I heard.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm sure you might wear this kind of sit back, man, and enjoy, because I think tonight's going to be a nice show. I'm going to leave your line open, so if you kind of say something, I'm sure you're going to intervene in. All
right.
Man, what time your gates and stuff opening, man?
The gates are open around about 6 o'clock. We're going to race to 2 a.m. in the morning.
All right.
We got Ken and Molly back over the track, so everything should be real good. The track been running pretty good. A couple of the races last week they said the track is hooking nice. So, you know, we happen to have Ken and Molly back in charge of the track.
Okay.
And we had a little difficulties for a little bit, but we're back in order right now.
I got you. Okay. All right, well, we got another guy here open. I'm going to go on and open up the lines here. 1948, your line is open.
Yeah, what's up, Chris? It's Cram One. I'm just listening, man. I ain't mean to hit one.
Okay, no problem. What's going on with you?
Oh, nothing, man. Just chilling, man. Ready for that next NHDRO race in Columbus, Ohio this weekend.
That's coming up this weekend?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hopefully we'll have another $10,000 race. You know, grudge race get off like the last one, you know, in Indy.
Very
Orange
good.
Crush versus the Fugitive.
Okay. How many CDT bikes did you all have in the class up there?
I think the one that said they had over 250, something like that.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, that's good.
But, hey, it didn't stop grudge, though. Grudge got off.
Okay.
Yeah, they had a good time. Everybody had a good time.
Okay, well, that was good. Yeah, that was definitely good there. Huh. 250 3DT bikes, though.
Yep.
Man.
I want to say they had a full field pro street, too.
Okay.
Yeah. Full field pro street. Pro Comp had almost a full field. I think it was only like 2 bikes short, but they still paid out the guaranteed purse.
I got you. So those races you all do, is that like quarterly or is that... Once each
month. Quarter mile.
Okay.
Now, Pro Comp runs 8 miles, but Pro Street runs quarter.
Okay. All right. Wow. Right, okay. I'm going to have to get up there this year for the year end.
Hey, if you come to one, I would say the one to come to might be the one in August, the Cup race, or the one in July. But the way it looks, the big ones are making a statement with the drugs right now. They're trying to put out some money and get some people up here, but I just think they've got to check in somehow.
Good man. Looking to trying to get some bikes up there, man. Some guys be, you know, willing
right.
to drudge.
Okay. I know they wasn't scared to put out 5 last race, you know. That 5 came out of one person's pocket.
Okay.
You know. It wasn't man put in. It came out one person's pocket.
Okay. Well, we definitely stay in touch,
man. They're trying to get on the map.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, look, we got another caller here, man. We're going to move along for a second, but you are more than welcome to hang
on,
Chris, whatever.
I'm going to listen in. I'm going to hang on.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. We got 1746. Your line is open.
What's going on, Chris? This Custom Cut.
What's going on, man?
What's going on? I got a special guest on with me tonight. I got one of the models from the photo shoot the past weekend.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Ty, you want to say what's up to everybody?
Hey, everybody.
What's going on, Ty?
Hey.
Custom.
Yeah, you know. You know, it takes Custom Cuts to bring some females on here. So I'm getting tired of hearing all these dudes talk. So from now on, I'm going to at least bring one female on with me every time I come on. So, y'all can ask any kind of question you want to. She'll answer, but don't ask nothing about Caesar.
What strip club she work at?
I'm going to tell you like this. We just show up and show out. We the Jones. We don't talk. We just do it, you know?
Now, which one was this? The one in the front or the back of the picture?
The back.
Okay, the back. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, we do work of love.
Ask away, fellas. Don't be shy.
Oh, my God.
Don't be shy. What do you want to know?
I don't see anybody who has any questions yet. And we got one guy here, man. 9017.
Why you laughing, man? Because you. I ain't got nothing to say, man. I just got
them
on the tune in.
Okay.
How much?
Man, that's kind of early for you to chime in within 15 minutes of the show, man. Look like you want to just hook a number, but I said, okay.
I've been called, but I just set the phone on the counter and shit, on the counter because, you know, at a certain time or whatnot, you can't even goddamn get on here, and it's hard as hell to get back on, so.
Okay.
Yeah, we are. I mean, y'all don't hold your tongue. What y'all want to know? I mean, y'all want to know how the photo shoot went? Y'all want to know, you know, her middle name or last name? What? I mean, ask away.
Well, I'm going to back up. I'm going to say congratulations for the four bikes that was in the class. And, you know, it's nice to see that race was pulled off. We're actually trying to put one together for the June race as well. We got two pending bikes. That's kind of, I guess we'll let me know something within the end of this week or either next week to see if we can pull this off again. And actually, we got a street tire gambler, and we got another one, which is for the, I'm not going to call them the smaller guys, but the guys that I handpicked for as the kind of run. So we got three different gamblers races that's in place here that kind of take place here on the 22nd. So I'm hoping to later on, probably next week or week after, and then come out with the names and stuff of the other guys for us locked up. But we got some nice matches as everything go through the way that
Yeah, I did receive a text, and my partner that be with me every time at the race in the wheelchair that's paralyzed, named Jude, he said the line is full. He cannot get in. And
what
I can't believe it. Yeah. It is that packed tonight.
Yeah, it is. It's jam. Text me a number, and let me see if I can call him and get him on. Okay.
Okay, all right. But y'all feel free to talk to Ty. She's open, and she's not going anywhere.
Well, is this a yellow bone, dark skin, what?
This yellow bone. Yellow bone.
Thick
what? What? Thick? You almost look thick. What?
I tell you thick.
You almost look thick.
Look, this is not eHarmony, okay? So, come on, y'all. I mean,
man, go on, cop with that. I want to see. I'm trying to imagine what she looked like.
I mean, I thought you were going to ask about some clutches or some tires or something like that. I ain't know you were going to ask about body
size. Oh, you wanted some tires. Oh, I thought this was, oh, I'm not bad.
Oh, okay. She ordered parts, too. I just.
So you told me she didn't ask me anything, right?
He said that.
Man.
What he said earlier, did he say to feel free to ask me anything?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did, but it kind of upset me there for a minute, so I had to go ahead and clear that up.
Well, goddamn, you got to realize, Coco Cut, man, it's not 99% of the guys on here, man. And one person just started asking questions. You got upset already? You probably
yeah,
don't have to like. you may need to eat home here. You probably need to get out.
Yeah, I done put a towel in my mouth. I'm biting on the towel.
Bite on.
But yeah, man, we had a good time over there at the Four Horsemen. It was kind of a shame that I couldn't put a season in it, man, but it was so hot out there, and we was rushed to get around there. It seemed like 11 o'clock came so quick. But we put Geronimo in there, new bike on the scene. You know, the bike wasn't supposed to be in there. The bike was just down there for testing, and we threw it out there in that deep water. And actually, yeah, I was surprised. I was surprised. I made it to the final round. 205 Mike at the finish line. He was throwing his helmet down. He was spazzing out. You know, I didn't know. I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know if he was, you know, on crack, cocaine, or whatever. I don't know. You know, but I know one thing. He was throwing his helmet down and was spazzing out. You know, so, I mean, I beat one head in. I lost the 10,000. I mean, I didn't win the 10,000, but I did come away with a victory. I did beat somebody head in. You know, so as long as it was two brothers in the final round, I was happy with that. Rich, my teammate, we go back a long ways. I'm happy that the little guy got him a win. And, hey, maybe next time for me. I can't win them all.
Look, guys, I'm going to intervene you for 1 second, man. I'm getting texts all over saying that people are trying to call in. So we're going to try to get this other caller in. So just hold what you all guys have here. Let me dial this number real fast. Man, I think this is history ever for the line fill up this way.
Hello?
Okay, we got y'all.
All right, cool, thanks.
All right, Custom, you can continue. Well, I'm going to let Custom Cup finish because I have some comments, a few people that sent in to ask over the phone. So.
Okay, and you know, and that's the way I'm just glad, like I was saying before, I'm just glad that Lil Rich won the race. I told you it was going to be a brother-on-brother final, and, you know, hey, one thing about it is my motto, always bet on black. And that final round, no matter how you bet, you was going to win. So always bet on black. Remember that. And, Chris, you can take it away from now. But, fellas, y'all watch what you ask, Ty, because I'm monitoring every word.
All right, man. First question, people wanted to know, they were saying, they believe that you accidentally done something to your bike to not run any class, first of all, and there's a few people kind of talking about that. Can you shed any light on that? Why did you get on another?
Well, I'm going to tell you that when we made a shakedown on my bike, my mechanic, well, DTM Dan, he told me that we had something backwards on the motorcycle. So by the time we got back around to the camp, we was rushed by the Dream Team at 205. They was like, look, I was like, look, I got some problems with my bike. Let us fix them. Give us about 10 minutes. We're going to go make a shakedown. They said, you ain't got time to make no shakedown. And I said, well, man, what y'all want me to do? Put this bike in there? They said, man, we don't care which one of these turds you put in there. You can put Geronimo. It don't matter. So you know what I said? I said, okay. Since y'all acting like that, I'll put Geronimo in it. I talked to my team. I talked to the owner. Talked to Dan. Everybody agreed on it. We got the 25 up, and we put Geronimo in it. So I don't want to hear nobody saying that Caesar wasn't in it because y'all didn't hear what these boys told me at my camp. They said it didn't matter what bike. They agreed on it. I threw Geronimo out there, and Geronimo performed way over what we thought it was going to do. Geronimo made it to the final round over some of the top dogs. And I beat 205 Mike. And Joy, that was ACP is the top of the game. They was at the top of their game. I treated the devil out of him, and I drug him. I drug him all the way through the quarter. I drug him. And everybody that was there saw it.
Okay.
Yeah. They asked for Geronimo. That Indian was sitting around there, wasn't messing with nobody.
Okay. No chances or no rematches with anybody.
If you know what? The only rematch I want is with that cocaine bite. I told Tackle Box over the phone, I text him, well, he texts me and I text back. Whenever they ready, they got action with Caesar. Geronimo don't fight for me. Geronimo part of the team, but Geronimo don't fight my fights for me. But at any minute, don't get it twisted, because we all on the same team.
Okay. I understand that. Now your race with Little Richard, man. With the race with Little Richard, from watching the video, it seemed like you jumped out in front for a split second or two or whatever, and then Katrina Bite, I guess, came back around. People are saying, well, I'm hearing rumors say that your bike, you had problems or something with it or whatever. Can you elaborate on that? Tell us what happened with that race.
Now, I'm going to tell you what we discussed before I went around there to the staging lane. My team told me I was slow off the light the first race, and they said, Custom, you got to concentrate on cutting that light down. You got to cut a good light because Lil Richard is good off the light. So, you know, I took all that into consideration. I got focused, and I stayed focused. So when we got around there, we missed on the tune-up. I did my job on a perfect light. I cut a .005. I was five off on perfect. And if you watch the video, everybody will see it. I jumped out of half a bike lane. The bike was just starving for fuel. We missed on the tune-up. Lil Richard got the win. You know, we'll definitely get it right the next time.
Okay.
You know, but, you know, like I say, I'm just glad Lil Richard, you know, I'm glad a brother got the win. You know, we was fighting out there. We was fighting this battle with a new bike. You know, big ups to Henry and all the crew from over there in Louisiana. I mean, we did it. We made it to the final round. A lot of people can't say that. A lot of people I put on the trailer. You know, the cocaine bike, ACP, they was on the trailer. They was watching us.
I like a team race.
Say what now?
I like it's a team. Was it a team race or individual race?
No, I mean, you know, whenever you at the track and you got a pit crew, it's always a team effort because people walk up, they help you. You know, if you at the track and ain't nobody willing to help you, you don't have a team. You don't have a team. I paid for my team to come down. And they helped me out. They provided me with a nice setup bike that I could still enter this race and would not be called a coward. Because I know if I didn't run the Four Horsemen race, I can just imagine what y'all be saying about me tonight. But I went out there, I made it to the second round on a new bike, and I'm here to talk about it today.
All right.
Man, do you think the suit gave you a 10th to 2, man, because of the colors or something, the aerodynamics of the suit, or is it just...
Well, I'm going to tell you, when I was in the staging lanes getting ready to make a shakedown with Caesar, I took both of my models, put Ty on one side, put India on the other side, and they slowly pushed me up to the burnout box. And from that there, I gained enough strength to make it to the second round. And I applaud those ladies. I love you to death.
Mwah. Aww. We love you too.
Yeah. Hey, fella, don't y'all say that now. I'm not allowing no more love yous. Except coming from me.
I did hear something about you had some women pushing you up to the line or whatever, man.
Yo, he not letting nobody in on this fucking call.
You in, man. You are 0510. Your line is open.
Oh, I'm in now? Damn, Chris, I thought you were never going
to have
me in.
You in.
My bad. Hey, y'all heard me snap just now?
Yeah, yeah, man, we heard.
God damn, my bad, y'all. I'm sorry. My bad. He didn't tell me I was in. Anyway, I was just gonna say to Custom Cuts, you know what I mean? You almost got your predictions right. No, I'm just joking, man. Good job though, bro. For real.
Yeah, I mean, you know, hey, we battle. You know, like I told everybody like 3 weeks ago. No, let's say about 4 months ago. We're teammates. I allowed you to come on board. And when you held up the trophy inside, I was holding up the trophy too. Lil Rich, you're an upstanding guy. You know, I like you, bro, and I'm glad you got the win. But next time, hey, we may have to fight it out again, brother.
Oh, shoot, man. Let's not do may. We may have to fight out again. Let's just go on and fight out again.
Yeah, but I don't, you know, I didn't want to get on tonight and like I had some kind of vendetta against you or something like that. But if we see each other, we see each other.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah, we see each other. But, you know, everybody said that you was going to treat me and leave me there at the light. But, you know.
Nah, you treated me.
For one split second, you was looking at my backside, and you erased that real quick. So, I mean, you know, hey, I can't do nothing. I mean, I took a L, but one thing about it, I didn't leave that without beating somebody's head in. And 205 Mike, don't you ever stand in the burnout box without a helmet on, looking over there at me burnout, and then decide to suit up and try to let my tie get cold.
You said what? I ain't leave you up there. Oh. What the hell are you talking about?
No, you didn't. See, you was at the finish line. You just had ran your race. But 205 was standing in the burnout while I was burning out and watched me, and I'm up at the starting line. It took him probably 10 minutes to burn out his motorcycle and pull up there to the starting line. See, you didn't see that, little Rich. You probably saw it on the video, but it took a long time. But, you know, the only thing that I wanted to do, I was so glad I drawed his name because he was one of the ones that was rushing me around there because Cocaine, Tackerbox, and 205 thought they had a for sure win. Whether they're going to tell you or not, Richard, they wanted to be a white-on-white final. But I erased that, and you erased that.
Man, I don't really do the color thing, but you did predict
but
that.
I do. I don't know, you know, I do it, and I know, see, when we was around there pulling the cars out the hat, I saw it. See, you weren't around there at the time, but they came around there rushing me at my camp. And they said, Jerry, we don't care what bike you put in there. You could put Geronimo in there. We don't care. So why are they gonna get on the internet and try to act like it's a problem? I didn't ask to put Geronimo in there.
Now they defense custom cuts. The only person I didn't see nobody make it like it was a problem, just one person asked. They said, why did you not have Caesar in there? And then people answered, but out of the people that was in there, I don't think nobody really cried or I didn't see nobody really say, oh, he a punk, blah, 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 for that. One person I saw say that Geronimo was faster than Custom Cuts, but, I mean, you'd have to believe that that's true, you know what I mean, because that's the one you chose to put in there.
No, I mean, you know, one thing about that little statement right there is that I'm not stuck on stupid. You know, I put apples for apples. I don't have the fastest motorcycle out there. I don't want to have the fastest motorcycle out there. But when it's time to do battle, I'm not going to go out there with no BB gun. I pulled the Uzi out, and the Uzi got the job done. I just ran out of bullets with
And that's cool, Cuscut, but you just got to look at it like this. You always look at things like a two-way street. If I'd have been there and I had Katrina there, which was there, running is not blown up, and Cobra Commander was there, and I was riding both, and I said, you know what, I'm going to enter with Cobra Commander. Would you have not said nothing? Would you have said, no, man, he put his best bullet in there, that's fine. Would you have not said nothing or what?
Well, you know what, Richard, I mean, I got two thumbs, so either one of them could have went up. I mean, it don't matter. I mean, I know if I would have told you no, I wanted that race to go down. Everybody came there to watch the four horsemen. It didn't matter. I don't care if you had Spider-Man motorcycle. You could have put it in there. Larry McBride motorcycle. I wanted that race to go down. And if it wasn't for the owner,
Spider-Man bike next time.
Well, you know, I don't know. I won't show up then. But, you know, if the owner Geronimo told me no, then I would have been A out regardless. So it was a team effort. It was a team effort. And we came around there, and then luckily we didn't draw each other's name in the first round. That's a good thing about it. That's a good thing about it because, hey, man, I'm glad you won, man. Another trophy on the shelf, you know. another trophy on the shelf for our team.
You tripped.
Because it all went back to L.A.
You can't beat them, join them. That's what they say, right?
Well, however you want to call it, I mean, what else I supposed to say? You got me. But I think everybody that know racing, I ain't gonna finish that statement. We'll let you have it. But Ty, you saw what happened, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, she saw what happened.
What did you think of the race, Ty?
That's I mean, it was like my very first time ever at a race, so, I mean.
Did you understand what you were watching?
I mean, I really don't know.
I just wanted to know if she would say, "Yeah, you kicked my cousin's ass." I just wanted to see what she said.
Wow.
But we friends on Facebook,
mean,
though. I asked
I mean,
Facebook.
I give it to you. You did your thing out there. You know, it's always another time.
Okay, I'm hot as a fire coal over here now. Arisa,
hey,
you know what?
Because you shouldn't have said ask her anything, and I heard every single person that asked a question, you get hot about it. I was respectful, man. I just wanted to see what she said.
Okay, you took my trophy. You took my money. Well, and now you're going to take my – well, I tell you, we got to have a meeting.
Hey, amen.
We got to have a meeting.
Ain't no team orders around here. But what's next, though? What's next? Is it,
well,
you got to do you got to do all these races again with Caesar or what?
No, I'm not going to even ask for that four horseman. I think I'm going to get Tackle Box his race back. He's been begging and Price has been begging, so – I'm gonna be in the hub at the 22nd, so I'm gonna be over there running. I guess that race they having over there, and then it's whatever. But I'm not willing to run no four horsemen nowhere else but Bad Austin, because
right.
For one thing, I didn't hear nobody complain about the track wasn't hooking. Well, you know, 205 did say he spent on our race, but I don't believe that. You know, did he tell you that, Richard?
Yeah, he told me that he spun pretty bad against you, but he admitted fault in it. You know what I mean? He said that he made a call that wasn't right. So,
yeah, what call was that? I know he said something about he turned the nitrous. He told Joy to turn the nitrous up, but I mean, foolish mistake. If he'd have got the win, you know, it wouldn't have been foolish. You know, one thing I do, I concentrate on riding. I let my mechanic concentrate on tuning. I let my pit crew concentrate on the crowd. You know, so and maybe he overstepped his bounds, and maybe his mechanic really should have put his foot down. But I know one thing, he got treed. I treed everybody on every race, but, you know, hey, things happen.
You know, sometimes when people know they got somebody covered, they let you leave first. Sometime now,
yeah.
You got to take that in consideration.
Yeah, you let me leave. That's what you're trying to pay for.
I didn't say that. I'm just saying when you said that you treat everybody, I'm just letting you know sometimes there's a flip side of that coin.
Okay. Well, I know.
You cut a 005. I can't let you do that. You did that on your own.
Yeah, I know. I mean, you know, and one thing about it is that I know for a fact, can't nobody in that race let the other man leave when they bike running on point. I know that for a fact. I can't let you leave. You sure can't let me leave on Geronimo, not on Caesar, when nobody's running on point. You can't do that.
Yeah, I hear you.
You can't do that. And really, if y'all want to see how much muscle y'all got, you know, let Caesar leave. If y'all muscling like that, let Caesar leave.
I wasn't trying to insinuate that I let you leave. I was. You said you treat 205 Mike, and I was just saying, you know what I'm saying, but that's all.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool. I mean, it's no sense for us to go back and forth because I'm pretty sure that race is going to happen again, you know, and it's going to happen just flat out happen. It's not going to happen in no four horseman race. It's going to happen again.
I got you.
Yeah, trust me, it's gonna happen again. It's not gonna happen nowhere else but that often.
What's your deal with only being in Valdosta?
Because I just feel like that's the best track around. You know, that's the best track around outside of
That's the best track around, like around you, but it's all the good tracks, man. You know, MIR, Virginia, Rockingham is back good again, and that's true. That's a true story. Ask anybody
so
that was like Daniels last season.
Well, last time I went to Rockingham, I mean, it wasn't really on point, but, you know, it made
yeah,
me feel
no,
it.
They definitely had a, you know, it's one of them things. That don't mean it can't be changed, though, but they had some bad times last year, whatever the case may be or whatever, but this year I haven't been to Rockingham once where it wasn't on point. I mean, just as good as anywhere, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I
would go to Rockham in a heartbeat and run whatever down there, for sure.
Yeah, but see, that one thing I don't like about Rockham, you know, I can't help that because it's up north, is that the latter part of the year is that the tracks start leaving, I guess because, you know, the weather or whatever. But, you know, I ain't had no good experience when I went up there with Caesar, you know. And then you talking about taking more horsepower up there, you know. But, you know, if I decide to do battle with Katrina, you know, I'm pretty sure if the money right, y'all are much obliged to me down here in VA. That awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have, like, no preference or, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I pretty much, I believe when you go to different tracks, you just got to make adjustments or whatever. Like, we went to State Capitol and we spun all over the place, but we didn't back out because the track wasn't that great. You know what I mean? Just,
yeah.
I don't really have I come back to Valdosta or Rockingham or Maryland or Virginia or wherever, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'd go to State Capitol if they had another event there. So it really ain't no big deal. But Valdosta is definitely one of the, on a better tracks, you can't deny that.
Right.
I was wondering why you just say you only want to run it by Valdosta, so, but I got you.
Yeah. Now, I just wanted to ask a question. Did you see the pictures of the photo shoot that Caesar done, I mean, before the race, before we knew, you know, we wasn't going to run Caesar? Did you see photo shoot for Richard? Did it look okay, teammate? I mean, do I need to make any changes or anything?
Well, I requested both the girls that was in it as friends on Facebook, so it looked alright to me.
Yeah,
you talking
now
about
I'm hot again.
You talking about the girls?
Now I'm hot again. You know. now. Wow.
Was you talking about the bike for real?
I mean, I was talking about the whole photo shoot. I wasn't talking about me, Lil Rich. I'm talking about the photo shoot in general. What do they need to change anything? I mean, can you critique anything? Do I need to stay out the photo shoot or what? I mean, I saw a lot of people on the internet talking about I don't need to be in the shot, and it's my bike.
Yeah, I don't really feel like you should have been in there either, but it's your world.
Wow.
It's your world.
I need an ice pack.
I don't see Randy in the picture with cocaine. Or, you know what I'm saying? Just the girl.
Yeah.
The girl in the bike.
Yeah, you right. Y'all, hold on. Let me answer this call real quick. This one of my models. Hold on, Chris. I'm going to click right back over.
Okay.
That man got models on the phone, man. That man got models on the line.
So what I probably need to do is they come off of that little old thing in for Hub. I know somebody want to draw him for that Hub race. So when he chime back in, I guess I'll have to present it in front of him.
Want to draw him already back in.
Okay. Yeah, they got a flat slick boost over here, man. I wanted to run in that little old gambling thing over here, but so you don't want to do that. And what they'll do is just line up. Let you all talk on the phone and see if you can work out the details. And
okay, who
you
is it?
You have to do a grudge later.
Who is it?
It's going to be guys from Arkansas up there, Soup Bone.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's who I requested anyway. Yeah, we definitely can do that because, you know, Chris, I'm going to tell you something about that Four Horsemen race. I feel like that any copycats that's coming out, I feel like if it's not the top dogs in the 1,000 class or the booster class, it's not going to get that kind of respect. You know, everybody's going to be talking about, well, you trying to copy what they did in Valdosta and stuff. But I think the only way the true Four Horsemen going to go down, you got to have them top boys in there. Everybody want to see the top names.
The other two that wanted to get in here wanted to cut some blood from you as well. So it was all three of them gunning for you.
All three of them was gunning for me. Okay, well, I mean, Soup Bone, I never met Soup Bone, but I'm willing to run him, you know. I'm willing to run. You know, I'm not even going to load up Caesar if Caesar ain't right. We running Caesar this weekend, next weekend, and we're going to shake it down Friday night because we're leaving Thursday. We're leaving out Thursday, the week of the race over there. So we'll be able to test the bike at the track that Friday.
Okay.
So y'all will be testing it soon that Friday, right?
Right, yeah, the track will be open for testing.
Okay. Cool.
Hold that thought. We got one guy that got kicked out, so let me see if I can get him back into the show. So just you guys hold for 1 second, or you can continue talking if you want to.
I just can't believe that Chris didn't tell me I was on the line when I snapped out.
Yeah, man, I heard everything.
I didn't know you had to do that bad. Yeah, man, you heard me. That's crazy. I didn't want y'all to know that. I can't believe that. That just let you know a lot of people got skeletons in their closet, because, man, I thought you was going to shoot up in the house and shit, man.
Yeah.
Now, the way you were feeling, imagine how the other people feel they can't get in.
I can't believe Chris won't let me in. Well, we heard all of that.
I ain't say he won't let me in. I said something about.
I ain't gonna repeat what I said, but that was about the fifth time I said it. Y'all heard the last.
You can't fucking get in or some shit. Whatever.
Yeah, you
whatever
said that.
I knew it wasn't you.
Yeah, I know Kent was in it. You were like, I can't get in. Blah blah blah. And I think smoke come out the nose. Well,
oh,
you
I
know.
Was hot, man. I was hot.
No.
Hey, then when he said something,
When
he said
so,
he was like, "Oh."
Yeah, you know,
I came back to my senses.
I know how much how it must feel, you know, winning a big race and not being able to be interviewed first, and your teammate is getting all the interviews before you. Yeah, I can imagine that. You know,
man, I ain't do that. I ain't do that for no interviews.
I
needed to get out of Four Horsemen.
Why is everybody? I mean. I got to get my model back on. Man, she getting put off. Man, Rich, I'm going to have to text you a number, and then you call and put on. Let me see.
What?
Because, man, I can't clear. I don't understand this phone. I got to get her back on. Hold on.
I don't want to call her.
Hey.
All right, guys, I'm going to try to.
No, I lied. Text me her number. I'll call her.
Hello?
I'm going to patch another guy in, too, so guys, hold for 1 second.
Hey, Rich.
Yeah.
You didn't win that Four Horsemen to prove me wrong, did
you? Nah. And, well, hold on, I'm glad you're on the line. Where did you say that you was contacting me and didn't get no answer? When did I not answer you about that bet?
You know, I came on the other night. I told you I bet you 200 that you weren't going to win. I wanted to bet
I accepted it.
No, I was coming back on down to make sure. So that was like a month ago, and then when I came on there and told you I bet you 200 that you don't win, and I wanted to bet Bucknell 200 that they lose against you that all motor race.
Oh. Well, yeah, I thought I accepted. I thought I did. But it's all good, though. But, nah, I ain't do it to try to prove you wrong. I wouldn't think. But I forgot that you said that I wasn't going, really.
Hey, man,
until,
I got to
until,
say,
until
man,
after the,
I, that, I get respect when respect due, man. I didn't know that guy. You know, I never seen a bike run and shit, so. But that motherfucker, I saw they got the, they just put the watch call up on Bike Prop Rocks a few hours ago, and I watched it like 2 times. That bike moving, man. For real. That bike move. You like a little fucking kid on that bike, though. But God damn.
We done lost Lit Rich, so I'm sure he'll be trying to cam back in. Let's see here. 0655. Your line is open. Okay.
Hey, Banshee.
Mm-hmm.
You say you already got two people in your gambling race or something?
Yeah, we had all three of them was gunning for custom cut, man. Okay, I just put it out there. It wasn't the Katrina bike, so it. I just wanted to add that out there.
Okay.
It don't matter anything over that way. You know, I ain't scared. I can't run with Katrina right now, but. You know, if I come over that way, you know, like Extreme Motorsports, and I'm saying their name because it was a little issue the other week about me saying their name, but I'm saying their name. If they get in that gambler's race, yeah, I run them. If I pull their name, I run them. Soup Bone, I want to run him just straight out grudge race. Straight
hey,
out
man,
grudge.
I know old boy probably going to get on here and talk shit, and I know he on here.
But I'm gonna go on and see it, goddamn. CC, what about that Angola bike?
That bike down. I heard that bike in the shop. You know, I got word on that bike that, you know, I wasn't asking about the bike, but somebody told me that the bike had blew the motor or did something. But it's in the shop now. That bike down. So, you know, I'm not gonna bring MP name up. You know, but whenever they get ready, they got a race. You know. You know, I don't want to set nobody, like nobody's views tonight, but whenever they get the bike right, they got a race. But I will be in Hattiesburg. So, you know, the bike ain't finished by then, too bad. But I'm running back up the road to go get Caesar, bring Caesar back down. We're going to test a little bit, and then we're going to go on here, you know. So.
Yeah.
We're going to go on here. So, I mean, you know, it's whatever, man. We hit a race, but I know one thing, that the Dream Team, your man. I mean, they did a lot of races, but boy, they got their tail whooped. They got their tail. That cocaine bike. Look, just cause you stick a longer swing arm on something, don't make it faster. It don't make it faster, because Lil Rich on that Katrina bike made y'all look like boo boo.
Wow.
Hey, if you watch the video, that was straight up boo boo.
I watched the video, man. I watched it, man. That fucking bike, man. Damn.
Man, the 60-foot was so disappointing. I'm talking about straight boo-boo. I mean, man, come on. Hey, they ain't scaring nobody. It was more impressive on the smaller stuff they bought. And you gonna sit out there and lick. And, you know, Ike Turner, I saw from that race right there, I give him much respect. You battle a Hayabusa out there, and you drug him all the way through the quarter. You drug him all the way through the quarter.
What make it so good? That was his first, that bike first time hitting the track since he got it back. Well, he got
yeah.
He got the bike back at the track. You see what I'm saying? That was his first time testing the bike.
And he just drove right through Taco Boss. I didn't have time enough to watch too many races because we were running and getting ready, but. Man, from the video, wow, that's all I'm saying. And they call this stuff the Dream Team. And they came out there, Chris, I'm going to tell y'all something. Killzone, they came out there with a bike called Kingpin. It's got like a 90-inch arm on it. And, you know, and the bike looked so horrible. I had people coming up to me that don't know nothing about racing. So I'm like, man, jump all over him. Jump all over that bike.
Oh, did they test the bike?
Oh, yeah. They tested the bike, and that's what I call it, a test, because that's all they did. That's the old Sinister bike. That's the old Sinister bike, you know, a booster motor on a booster chassis now. But, man, them guys look straight horrible. Straight horrible. And I saw the look on their face when they pulled Lil Rich the first round. They already knew they were going to be on the trailer. They already knew. Man, Lil Rich left that joker so far in the hole. At least I did make it to the 60-foot before he pulled around me. Wow, you know. Man, he talking about he going to give Caesar a back tie. Man, straight clown. Man, see, that's one thing. I let a lot of boys put their foot in their mouth because they came around there picking on me and said, man, we don't care which of these turds you put in there. So why I'm going to put Caesar out there in that deep water? I put that gorilla on him. Yeah, I got the job done. I'm not trying to make this no white or black thing, but I'm going to call it like I see it. I went against one of the top white boys out there, and I didn't want to see no white boys in the final round. So, Richard, you did your job, teammate, and I did my job.
Am I on the line?
Yeah, oh, boy.
Yeah, you on
there,
Rich. We on there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, my bad. My phone got cut off.
I mean, every time I'm on a roll. You teammate, I'm gonna just let you have a show, teammate. God.
No. I didn't know I was in, Chris. I thought Chris normally said, "Hey, you on
okay.
the line?"
I'm gonna finish my statement. It was an Oreo cookie in the final round without the cream.
Oh my goodness!
I just got
a message. These cats want to request the four bikes from this past weekend and four bikes from Louisiana, tie up on the 22nd.
Yeah.
You said what now?
When I get more detail from. I just sent a text. They want to know, they want to take four bikes from Louisiana, and from the four bikes that was in the horse race over there, they want to do a race.
So they want eight bikes like, in it?
Right.
Oh, they want, I mean, it don't matter to me, but, you know, I'm not going to speak for Geronimo right now, but I'm bringing Caesar, but Geronimo is just a call away. You know, he's sitting waiting. Okay. He's sitting waiting. He's just a call away, but, you know, I don't get no respect by riding Geronimo. Ain't nobody going to give me no respect by riding Geronimo, so Caesar will be there.
Okay.
I mean, it's
on
my side, it's up to
Steve. Well, it was just somebody sent a message and just wanted to talk that out there.
But they said the four bikes was up there and then four more bikes, so they're trying to do eight bikes.
Right.
What's going to be the pay-in?
I want to say 25.
Oh, boy. Eight bikes. That means it's gonna be seven crybabies. So I mean, man, I mean, I can't bring that much tissue to the track. I mean, come on, man. I mean,
what you talking about, man? Ain't nobody crying about that behind that race.
Yeah, I know ain't nobody crying out of the last four.
Huh?
What are you talking about doing today?
Well, they were just saying that was tossing the idea out there. I guess they're trying to look at the hub race, is what they said the next race. It was just a suggestion they tossed out there.
Well,
I think they
Well, I'm gonna tell y'all now. I'm not trying to speak for the dream team, but I know at the end of the race that they had with Rich, I saw them loading cocaine up in the ambulance. So okay. I mean, I don't know if the bike got the shop, but and they supposed to be in Texas anyway, so.
Okay. All right, look, we got another caller here, so let me open up the lines and let me just make sure this is not 3880. When your line is open.
Yo.
Yeah, what's going on?
Nothing much. What's happening, Chris?
Oh, I can't call it.
Oh man, I see my boy was riding Geronimo this weekend, huh?
Yeah,
is
that Mike Phillips?
Yeah, that's Mike.
Oh, teammate. What's going on, teammate?
He on the team too?
I come alone. I don't have no teammate. I ride alone, baby. When I come here alone. I don't ride with no team.
All right, Mike, come on. Cool your stacks, Mike. Come on now.
I ain't your teammate. I don't get on like that, dog.
Well, okay, you was born by yourself. What's going on, Mike? What's going on? Don't come here with a fuse lit.
I always have a fuse with me. That other dude always bringing my name up. When his bike kills on, when your bike going to be ready? You keep going about the Angola bike. When your bike going to be ready?
Hey, man, you keep saying, I knew you were going to get on there and shit. That's why I ain't want to get out there. I said the Angola. Every time you always do, you some cool. Like people be saying... You be testing this track, man. You be right here, man. You be right here on goddamn what's called while you supposed to be at the track test.
Yeah, well, I ain't testing tonight. I'm done. I just got back from New Jersey.
And then you come out home, call your now, said Angola bike.
Yeah, I ride the Angola bike.
Yeah,
and I ride the Geronimo bike. And the only reason why he got a chance to run it.
Hold on,
the only reason why he got a chance to ride it because I was out of town. I would have thrown a serious flag on that deal.
Man, you know what? Just by you saying that, you just done told everybody how big a hater you is. You know what? If I was out of town, y'all ain't going to speak bad about you if you had to ride a motorcycle. Don't be no hater. Don't be no hater now. Don't be no hater talking about you would throw a serious flag on it. Negro, please. Negro, please. Negro, please. Negro, please. You don't own. One thing about me, I'm real with it. I'm not gonna sit here and hate on you. I even told everybody tonight, look, I'm not gonna degrade you. I ain't gonna say nothing your way or nothing. When Killzone bought up your name, I said, man, look, we ain't gonna say nothing about EMP. We're gonna just leave him out of. But you come over here talking sideways.
I come to talk sideways, like I told you when I
talking about you throw a serious flag in it, man. Come on, man. Come on.
Hey, Mike, let's go on to the end of the race here. What Mike, I got one question to ask. We're going to fast forward on to the end here. What about this this race you want to
That was the other boy with the other bike we come out with, which I know I already tested it. And like I told you, I done rode the bike. We got a new one. We got another new one. So when he gonna text you back and let you know whenever they want to get down. I might have to just go qualify up there and then fly back just to do that race and then fly back to the NHRA race just to get this down.
Okay.
Man, you always talking about what you gonna do. You ain't did nothing yet.
You ain't did shit with that Sharp and Morgan ass motorcycle you got.
It don't even matter. It's mine. It's like when you talking about that Goto bike, and every time me or CC mention that bike, you'll be like out there at an event, but got there the whole time the bike been broke. How y'all
look,
the bike broke?
Look, Killzone, let me tell you something now. One thing about it, if I didn't have a bike to ride, I'd be mad at what he just said. I'm not worried about that because if the owner of Geronimo didn't want me to ride that bike, he would have told me not to ride that bike. But you know what? I made it past the first round. He ain't even got a win on the bike yet. All you is a test dummy, Mike. That's all you
is
a test dummy.
CC, you know why he ain't got a win on it. I ain't going to say nothing, but CC, you know why he ain't got a win on it.
Because we ain't run nobody with it. They just got the bike standing and brung it down after.
And you talking about,
I shut the bike off and went faster than you.
Man, look. That don't mean nothing. You know what? That don't mean nothing. You can call me a clown all you want to, but I done got a win on that bike against one of the top bikes right there. Against one of the top bikes.
You wasn't supposed to have a win on that one. You supposed to have a win on Caesar.
Oh, man, look here. Your teammate, you stay out of
I can't let you do it. It don't matter, Rick. He told him
when
he got there 205 Mike and what you call it,
came and
see.
I did. Yeah. Come on, man. I mean, you know, hey, one thing about it is that you can't erase what happened. You know, can't nobody say Michael Phillips would have got past the first round. Michael Phillips wasn't there. I don't care what you did in practice. You got to do it in the game. I did it in the game. And I'm going to tell you, what happened to Geronimo on that? Look, what happened to Geronimo in that last
Caesar
pass?
Why Caesar didn't get? He peed on himself.
But you know what happened to Geronimo? I don't care who was riding it. It would have happened with you. It would have happened with me.
Not really.
So I don't care who was riding. It wasn't
not
my
really.
Fault.
Not
it
really.
Wasn't my fault.
Not really.
So, yeah, you know, hey, look, why watch you lose on Saturday when I can cut on the TV and watch you lose on Sunday? So, I mean, you know, it don't matter. Don't try to act like you win every race.
But listen, what I'm saying, I got paid. When I showed up, I got paid. I got paid.
That one you see on TV, if you call $50 to get paid, I guess.
Man,
why he come over here
talking?
Man, this grudge talk radio, this ain't NHRA. What if I did do it? Come on,
let me ask you all this. Is the race lined up for the
22nd
at Hub City? I'm on my end.
I mean, far as what? Who? I want to run suit. I'm not running Geronimo. I'm not going to sit here and run against my own team. I don't care who riding the bike. If Mike jump on that bike and call me out, I ain't running against DTM.
What about that Angola bike?
Look, that Angola bike got action. If they go get the motor out the shop, which Michael Phillips ain't got nothing to do with that. If they go get the bike out the shop, they got action come the 22nd. And he crazy.
I told you I got a new bike too, dog.
Man, come on, man. How am I going to sit here?
It's just like you showed up this weekend and you didn't have Caesar. I got an extra Uzi, like you said. I got extra Uzis too. So if the Angola bike ain't running, I got another one. So bring your Uzi in.
Chris, I got a question for you.
Okay.
Now, since the Four Horsemen race is over, can you tell us who you thought was going to win that Four Horsemen race?
I'm still going to stay out of this, man. I think that the person that won that race, whatever, this weekend. I give them all props for winning them, man.
That's
about the best in the win.
Way to go, little Rich. I love you, baby. And you, hey, you need
what
to hit me. I said, I love you, baby. You need to hit Big Cheese and give me that number. I was up there and couldn't get in touch with him.
The number I got for him wrong, dog. But I appreciate it. I'm gonna get him again for you, Mike. If he don't get out there with you. All
right.
Look, we got two more callers here, man. We're gonna open up the lines real fast. 3-2-3-1. Your line is open.
Get on your thing.
3-2-3-1. Your line is open.
That's what y'all always talk about. So.
All right,
hey, Mike.
We got another.
Yeah. Let me tell you my shit up. That's my cousin, that's Mary Kate, right there. That's my be taking me every morning.
Okay, hey,
Mike.
We got another line here. 4864. Your line is open, too.
Mike Phillips.
Yo.
Are you, yeah. Have you ran any grudge races this year?
Have you ran any besides that
person
that
fight? I ran. I mean, everybody know I ran. I'm just asking a question, man. I mean, what's so hard about a simple question?
No, you think I'm scared to race or something? That's what you think?
No, I'm not saying. I'm just asking you a question, man, because I haven't heard that. Why you got to make it so serious? I just asked you a simple question. Have you ran any good races?
When my stuff gets ready, you ain't got to worry. I'm going to show that. I'm going to show up and show
man,
up.
Man, just tell me no, man. You ain't got to tell me all that. We all see
it. Hey, Killzone. Hey, Killzone.
Chris, yeah. Who are you racing this year?
Say what?
Who did you race this year?
Who was that question directed to?
Chris.
Chris, what's Chris?
Hey, Rick.
He talking to you, Chris. Hey, Killzone. Hold on, Rico. Hold on, Rico.
Okay.
I was just going to say something, Killzone. Killzone, I'll knock your hustle, bro, but you take people who've been grudge racing since the beginning of time for years, and then you take away validity by asking who they raced this year. Like this year started grudge racing.
Look, man, I'm just saying, though, I was asking, like, a simple question. Man, how the hell I can't ask that man a simple question? All you have to do is just say,
no,
no matter if I got into this bitch today and got on grudge talk, it don't matter. I just asked him a simple question, man. It wasn't no disrespect or nothing like that. I just wanted to know who he raced.
Right.
All he had to do is just say nobody or this or that or ran so on my street bike.
Kills on. Let me tell you something. It ain't no kings in this game. You know, it's all who win. You know, from day to day, ain't no kings in this game. Lil Rich, Michael Phillips, me, Tazzle Boss, all of them. Man, we ain't no kings because we can get beat any day. It ain't no, you know, so you can ask any question you want to ask.
I didn't think what you're asking was wrong. I'm not really just going by what you just asked him. I'm talking about cycle bike, everything. Like, you'll say it to anybody. You say, well, what you done this year? Like, you always put the this year part in it. But really, it was a long winter, man. People really just getting their shit out. Just started early, Killzone. You started early as hell.
Which
I respected. Like I said on Cycle Bike the other day when I was saying about Delete the Smack Shack, I said the crazy part is
still
don't actually do race.
Well, I'm going to tell you like this. If my stuff is up to par, you ain't got to worry about it. I'm going to race. Whenever my stuff is 10-10, I'm going to. That's just like the final. I told them that bike still wasn't ready. I told them that before you got on it. I told them that bike still ain't ready. That we need to talk to Dan and get some more stuff done to her. Now, it still got thrown out there. I'm gonna keep it 100 with you. Now, you tell me that the bike only went out one time with you and one time with me.
Well, Mike, if you would have came on and just tried to tear my head off and insult me like that, I mean, I didn't see nothing wrong with you tonight. What I said was that bike, in that beginning of the night, I told Chris, that was a new bike. That bike ain't ran nobody. We threw that bike out in the mix like that. We threw it out there. And that bike performed good to me. That bike performed good to me. We just missed on the tune-up. It wasn't the rider because a 005 light, I don't think you could have cut that.
I got a book full of triple zeros, baby.
I'm just saying, at that particular time, at that particular hour, at that night, I don't think, because I didn't believe I cut it. But I did. But I did. And you know, the bike just didn't perform. I mean, we missed on the tune-up. And I'm not going to say, I'm not going to say Dan mixed on the tune-up. I'm not going to say I missed on the tune-up. It was a team effort. The whole team, we missed on it.
Like I said, the bike was still green and need to go down the racetrack some more. That's what I'm saying. When I come out, it's going to be 10-10. It ain't going to be no we missed this, we did this. It's going to be right.
So you telling me every time you get on something, it's always going to be it's going to be perfect.
That's why I don't run nobody until I know
okay,
it's perfect.
Okay, you know what? You just showed everybody how green you is in this game because stuff happens.
Stuff happens, Mike.
I agree. Man, Katrina went out there and spun the other week against cocaine, but you didn't hear Richard get on here talking about this. Stuff happens. They came back and they got the win.
It do happen. Yeah, my heart is damn good before I throw it out there in the water. My heart is going to be.
But you act like Michael Phillips is just. You know, when Michael Phillips get on it, it's going to win all the time. No, it won't.
Yeah. I didn't say that. I did not say that. I said the bike shouldn't have got thrown out there because it was still, it hadn't been.
But man, isn't that what grudge racing about?
Man,
I'm
not going to say all of it.
Well, you didn't call you.
I'm saying
the bike shouldn't have got thrown out there and shit like that. So, I mean, why not? I mean, Ike came out there. His first time testing, his first time testing the bike that day, he raced. I mean, when my bike got there, get ready. I'm racing that day. I mean,
the only reason why he's saying that.
Brand new, just put together. This bike hadn't been down the racetrack, but one time he rode it, one time I rode it. It was brand new. Now, you put a brand new bike together and go run it twice and go out there and run? No, you got all your bugs out.
You know what? I'm gonna tell y'all like this. I'm not here to down talk no rider or no team like that. But you know, I was only left with that bike to ride. My bike went down. They gave me an opportunity to ride this bike. I did the best I could do, and the owner and my team, they know what happened. They know it wasn't my fault. If Michael Phillips would have got on that bike would have did the same thing. That bike would have did the same thing. It wasn't me. Ain't no such thing as the perfect situation in grudge racing. It's all about having the balls to get out there and show these people that you're willing to get out there and go against the best. I went against the best.
Go to the store and put a pamper on the bike.
You saying ain't got no balls?
No, I ain't saying it. Come on, man.
Got the balls?
Hey, man, you wasn't even at the race. Now, Michael,
I'm arguing over this bike, boy. Who rode the bike first and who going to ride it again? Yeah, Mike didn't check it. Mike said all the reason why you rode the bike is I was out of town.
Wait. First of all, I'm not finna sit here and argue about who's going to ride the bike. I got my own bike, Negro, and I don't care if I don't get on the bike again. I got my own bike. I rode that bike because the owner gave me the opportunity to get on that bike and ride. It wasn't because of Michael Phillips. I don't care if you ride that bike again. It don't matter to me. That's not my motorcycle. But I think I did a darn good job knowing that the bike was new and knowing that I threw it out there against some of the top hot boosters out there. And we missed on the tune-up. That's it. We missed on it. I'm not going to argue. You trying to keep your job. I ain't got to keep my job because I'm the owner-operator of my show.
And I'm the owner-operator of mine. But I tell you what, I ain't got a right. They called me to ride that. I don't actually ride. You the one calling around trying to find out, hey, can they bring that bike over here for me to ride? Because Caesar might not get it.
I'm not finna sit here and argue with you because I know that wasn't said, and it'd be foolish for me to even bleed into that. So, you know, for a person that's supposed to be on a professional level and supposed to be above this grudge racing, bro, stop eating with the wool.
You never forget where you come from.
You're supposed to be eating steak.
Michael, I'll never forget where you come from.
Man, look at you. Don't forget where you came from.
Do we have a race or not, then, guys?
Man, look, he got to go. He don't own. You need to be talking about people who own a motorcycle. He don't own a motorcycle. You got a race out of me. Mike got to go ask somebody else.
I ain't got to ask nobody. They call me the rapper. I tell you what. I tell your smart ass what. Whenever I see you, it's on. I got my own bike I'm bringing out, and it's an all-motorbike, and I mean, you got that.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, I hear you.
Okay watch
yeah,
out for the 27th show up
yeah.
in my all
Okay, all right. We know. Yeah, Chris, you heard it. Watch out for the 26th.
You got 2-1. You say whatever I bet, you got 2-1. Whatever I bet, you got to
okay,
double.
All right. You got an all-motorbike. You right. You gonna run me in a quarter mile, all motorbike.
You don't worry about it. We got a race. It don't matter.
I'm
all motorbike. Just run what you're doing. Just run what you're doing.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay.
And then you got 2-1 bet.
You know what? I don't find out the real reason why you came on here tonight, because I got on the same bike you practiced on, and I got the first win on it, and you mad, because Custom Cuts showed you up. You have
and
been.
And guess what? I shed it off and went fast, and you're no riding there.
Yeah, but you ain't getting no win out of it. All you got was
it
a number
matter.
And a skill.
It don't matter. Don't make me expose your little time on your bike now.
It don't matter. It don't matter. Go ahead.
It don't matter.
Go ahead. Don't do it like that, Mike. 7-19 if I want to. You ain't said nothing. Ain't nobody going to believe you anyway. Everybody say my bike a turd anyway. So it don't matter.
What kind of turd?
That just show everybody tonight listening. It's showing how big a hater you is. Man, come on, man. Nobody don't play them games like that. I'm gonna expose your time. You ain't nothing but a snitch.
Yep, just like you. clown looking with talking about how clean your suit is. You look like a damn clown.
Hey, Chris, you got soup on, I don't think soup is on. Soup if you're on press one. One thing before you go, your nephew wanted to say, man, how was that race with him?
How skinny is the lad?
How you doing?
I'm finna throw in my dead on.
Okay.
Good. All right, Mike. Soup Bone on there. If Soup Bone is on there, or if he's not on there, if you could text him, whatever. I was just wondering if he still was interested in racing Katrina or what.
Man, you know you all ain't gonna get no race with that bike no more.
Why? That's crazy.
I don't see why not, because they had problems. Custom Cut had problems, and that's why they're running again now.
Look, don't put my name in the mix with that, because I don't want Michael Phillips jumping back on the line talking about he this and he that and Superman.
We ain't talking about Mike. I'm responding to Chris said that we're not going to get no more races. And all I was saying was you had problems. And Tackle Boxing was ready to run back that night. If we had time, they wanted to run back that night.
Let me see if I can patch soup in, guys, while you all talking. I'm going to see if I can patch soup in. Hold on, we got another caller here, too, guys. Somebody got an iffy tone.
I don't.
Okay, 5559. Yeah, we got an echo. Somebody has a Bluetooth or something else. Five nine. Your line is open. Five nine. Your line is open.
Man, somebody got a
yeah, we got an echo. Somebody has a either on speakerphone or a Bluetooth. I got a okay,
5559.
Soup on,
I don't know, right?
No, I'm trying to catch in, people, before I try to convert over.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah, no, that's who I
uh-huh.
I had picked out the line. I didn't
hey, Chris, I'm just listening in.
Damn.
Yeah, everybody somebody has a speakerphone or, you know, Bluetooth.
It's not cooking, no, I've been on here the whole time.
Not me.
Let's see.
I hate when that.
Okay, what about them? Okay, we got it.
That sound better.
All right.
Yeah, that sound better.
5559, man. Your line is open.
Hey, Chris. I'm just on here listening to Little Rich and Custom Cut. Cut up a little bit. What's going on, Rich?
Okay,
you know this,
what's going on now?
Hey, Rich.
Who is it? What's up,
it's Stick.
Oh, what's up, Stick?
I'm just listening to y'all. Y'all get back to y'all.
Okay. All right. Let me see if I can get Soup on the phone. All
right. Hey, Rich. What up?
What's the next event you plan on going to?
I think, ain't it? It's a grudge event coming up at Rockingham soon or something like that. I don't even know the schedule, Kills on, to be honest.
Oh,
I don't even know what's next, bro. Whatever the next grudge event is, I guess. Or Dano's or Chris or whoever, whatever the next event is next. I probably
so you going down there who we been on the 22nd then in Hull City? Banshee event, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that, yeah, uh-huh.
That's
I'm sure we'll probably be there. Yeah, I'm sure we'll probably be there, yeah.
Yeah, that's the one, what's the name, gonna run me with an old motorbike, he say. That'll never happen.
We can't call it, my old boy.
Yeah, old boy,
he
don't call his name.
He didn't say that date, though.
He said when I come down on the 22nd, he's going to have an all motorbike to run me. That's exactly what he said.
When you think you're going to be back out, Killzone? Huh?
I said, when you think you'll be back out?
I know from next week, man. I was looking at this month, so you know, man, I ain't the type that call or build a goddamn once a week and
let me ask you something, Killzone. How do you think it's fair that if you put somebody on your bike my size or if I put somebody on Sandy your size, that's a fair race?
Rich, let me tell you something, man. To me, I mean, a lot of people probably won't say anything else. A lot of people may not. But, man, you probably got the fastest motherfucking goddamn all-motor bike out there. And you think, you actually think my 200-pound ass can run your boost ahead? Ain't no fucking, I don't give a fuck if it's a motor or what. Ain't no fucking weight. That is impossible.
If you look at it like this, if you put somebody... small on it, or if I put somebody big on it, now I'm running a nitrous bike head up, and by no chance, no means, is that fair? You know what I'm saying?
You say it, Gil.
I feel like it's actually a pretty fair race with you on your bike and me on Sandy. I think that's fair.
Well, I can tell you right now, tonight, at this moment, that'll never happen. That ain't got nothing to do with no gambling, man. Like I say, I ain't no fool, man. If anybody got a problem, how about y'all race, huh?
It's so much talking out there, man. You got certain cats that people tell the world to. It's so much talking out there, man. You know, you got to understand when a man got the upper hand in the game. You know, it's so many people that call, you know, people, and I ain't going to say no names, but, you know, they kind of got the upper hand about everybody's motorcycle, you know, and, you know, it's kind of unfair, but, it's all good. But I want to say this about the past weekend, the race. Did y'all see how horrible the North Carolina boys looked? I'd never seen that in my life, that they showed up and just didn't impress nobody. Nobody.
Start for one second, man. We got Sue passed through, so let me open up the 6452. Your line is open.
What's going on, Chris?
Hey, what's going on, Scoop?
What's up?
Hey, Soup Bones, Little Rich, man.
Hey, what's up, Rich?
I can't call it. I was just trying to figure out if y'all, you and Sean were still interested in running Katrina.
Yeah, we're not going to leave it out. I think we got Custom Cut first, and we're trying to do that gambling, right? If that takes place.
Well, Little Rich, two steps to the left. Okay, Sue Bone, now this is your neighborhood custom cut. What's going on, my friend?
What's going on?
Now can we get this race locked up like the week of the race, like that Monday?
I don't see why we can't.
Yeah, let's, I want to limit it to, you know, since I'm coming way over that 7 hours, let's two shakedown passes and let's do it. You know, if I'm not ready to go, just get my lock in. If you're not ready to go, I get your lock in. You know, let's limit it to two shakedown passes and let's do it, because we got that little gambler's race, too.
Are you sure we got the gambler's race? I heard we're still waiting on people to get in.
Well, I mean, let's scratch that. Now, can we do two shakedown, no more than two shakedown passes, and can me and you go ahead and do our girls race?
I'm not going to make that call.
Wow, this is freaking crazy. I'm going crazy over here.
If you want to do that, why don't we just go straight up the trail?
Okay, well, you know what? I tell you this right here. I'm not bold. I'm not like Tackle Boss and Lil Richard. I can't do straight off the trailer with this kind of bike that I got. But let's do one shakedown like me and Tackle Boss did last year. One shakedown and let's do it.
I tell you what, when we lock in a week before the event, we'll discuss that.
Wow. I'm coming 7 hours. I don't know how far Arkansas is from what's the name, but Mississippi, but no, I'm pretty sure you're not.
You're coming anyway, right?
Yeah, I'm coming anyway, but I want to have somebody to race besides Katrina.
Okay.
I mean, I can't run with Katrina. I mean, I'm not that fast, but I feel like I can run with you.
Okay.
You know, I just don't want to sit around all day, because I know how the hood feels, you know.
That four horseman thing wasn't worth being in a class now where you don't can't nobody run with you no more and all that.
Well, you know, like y'all said, Caesar didn't never get to show his face in the race, so really, nobody knows. Nobody know how fast Caesar is. People may say they know how fast my bike go, but people really don't know.
I don't know, so many
people try to figure it out. But, Soup, you definitely going to be there, right?
Yeah, I'll be there.
Oh, okay. And you're definitely looking for me to run you, right?
I'm looking to race. Your name came up, so if you want to race, you can do it.
Okay, cool. That's cool.
Hey, Tuvon.
What's up?
Hey, how much you weigh? You said you ride too, right?
Yeah.
How much you weigh?
285 in the birthday suit.
Huh?
285 in the birthday suit.
Somebody got something in the background.
He said 385 with his birthday suit. 285. Oh, 285, my fault. I couldn't
hardly hear. I'm sorry. I was about to say, Super Bowl, I done seen you before, but I didn't think you was 385 pounds.
Yeah, I couldn't hear because of my fault.
Hey, Rich.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
I just want to talk about it, because we ain't got to talk about it no more. Now, you know, I ain't got to ask no more, because I said my bike coming back out soon, hopefully around the end of the month, beginning of July, and I already decided what event I was going to, but on that race with your bike, you saying that, why you think, because goddamn, I got a Nike 1000, you got an all motorbike. That's a fair race.
I feel like, yeah, if with a heavy man on your bike and with me on my bike, that is fair. But I feel like if you got somebody on your bike my size, you should have me covered by 10th. You know what I'm saying? I would never be.
Come on, ain't nobody going for that.
I'm not playing no tricks, man. I rode one. I ride, you know what I'm saying? I race bikes too. Like, I know what Cobra Commander was going on, and I know with Speedy damn near basically put online that he go. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it ain't like no secret. Everybody with a Nitrous 1000 tell their damn time pretty much. So,
just like I just said.
It ain't no secret. You trying to say?
See, that's what I just said.
I got respect for your bike. I feel like you got a well-built bike by real good mechanic, and you got good shit on it. I can't look at your bike for no reason say that it ain't fast. It look fast what you want it. For real, and that ain't me blowing smoke. I'm being serious. You got a well built bike, man. I can't really look at it and think any otherwise. You know what I mean?
Well, that's what I just got let out my mouth. I said you got the advantage because you done practically rode everybody motorcycle out there, Richard.
And then this
guy,
he gonna cut me out. He gonna
yes,
fucking cut me out the goddamn hole before the race even start.
You have rode my bike.
A custom cuss. I rode your bike before you owned it, and it don't have nothing to do with what you got now or whatever. But I never rode Kill's own bike ever. Never. I'm just saying a race, I guess it starts on paper first, and there's no reason why I should be able to believe that I should be able to take Sandy and run over top of his nitrous bike with somebody small on it. That'd be retarded. Ain't no way in hell I could do that.
That's crazy.
No way.
Yeah,
but I really feel like, I know he feel like I'm hustling him, but I really feel like that's a pretty fair race with him on it and me on it. Me and Sandy. I think that's pretty fair. I really do.
Yeah. I'm going to one of them.
Yeah, but I mean.
Well, one thing I like to.
If you don't kill him, I'm cool with that, you know what I mean?
Well, one thing I like about that equation, everybody's human. Ain't nobody no robot.
And
I'm
sure about it.
I'm human too.
Yeah, my kids going through.
Yeah.
All right, guys, we got one more caller here. He's been on for a while, so I'm going to go on and open up the line. And see, 8531. Your line is open.
For some reason, it went shift. I'm like, damn,
8531, your line is open.
Rather
than putting one shit in the mouth. Okay, must be just listening. Okay.
As long as it ain't angry, man, let him on.
Maybe you'll goddamn change your mind, Rich, because I know we're going to be out. I know we're going to meet up in the near future again.
So what is it you want to do? You want to put somebody my size on your bike and go head up?
Somebody with your booth?
You want to put somebody on your bike my size and we go head up?
I don't know what I want to do, man.
don't know. It depends on how shit go, man. Cause you know me, man. Here, when I go to the track, got me always got me a race lined up before I even get to the track. So right. You know,
that's what I'm banking on. I'm banking on us getting to a race. Maybe I can catch you after you whoop somebody ass or whatever, and you might just go on and do it.
Oh, hell no, that ain't gonna happen right there. I can tell you that now. Shit.
Damn, I
ain't
gonna
fool. Nah, you can't get over here. I know I ain't been in this goddamn rug game that long, but I ain't no fool either.
All right. In all seriousness, I know you pay for your bike, you ride it yourself. I know that. But are you considering ever putting somebody small on it? Because if you do, I ain't saying you should or whatever. That's your bike, you ride it if you want to. But if you ever do put somebody small on it, I would do like a nitrous for nitrous race, you know what I'm saying? Instead of we could cancel out Sandy. Because I know I can't race you with Sandy when I got a nitrous flat slick bike, you know?
Well, I don't know, man. That's kind of hard because it's kind of hard because, goddamn, that problem never happened. I probably never put nobody on my bike. I'm going to goddamn ride that motherfucker. Riding myself, man.
I ain't mad at you.
I thought about it a couple times because it's so much shit. Because you know my team here, like when I went to Bench's first event in Louisiana, shit, I found the team, and we came to the back end. I had to work everything, so shit, we really got there. All me and my team, all of us rookies, man. So. You know, that shit come with risk with a lot of mistakes and shit, so, you know.
Right.
I'm going to ride it myself. Go down there, I'm going to ride it myself. I thought about it. I may change my mind. I got an ideal person that I want to put on it, but, you know, I've been thinking about it for the last 3 months, but I don't know, man. I just got mixed thoughts about it.
Keep your team simple. You heard from tonight. Yeah, my prime example, Killzone, keep it simple, because you heard it was a guy on here tonight. I'm not calling no names. You heard he was willing to release the times on my bike, which it don't matter to me because you still got to beat me. You know, I'm still going to run. It don't matter to me. I know people talk about my time, but it don't matter. But that just shows you how thick this game is. Well, no, I'm going to tell you how small this game is. Everybody know everybody. I'm pretty sure Lil Rich probably know every time that most of these bikes out here run, and I can buy guess. I can buy guess on
that's
myself.
Funny.
No, I'm just saying,
know
you know,
nobody,
but,
I know
Rich, what I'm saying is you've been in this thing so long that even I've been in it a long time. I can sit back and kind of watch, engage, and about be dead on it or somewhere around the neighborhood.
I hear a lot of people say, oh, I can watch something and get, man, I don't believe that. I don't believe that somebody can watch and be dead on. I think you'd be wrong as hell if you'd be surprised how long you are.
I ain't say dead on,
because
I say in the neighborhood.
People do that about Sandy all the time. I hear all these numbers I supposedly go. I ain't heard nobody right yet.
Well, you know,
It's like this. It's a psychological thing. Okay, like if you got in your mind, Custom, you done heard that Katrina or Sandy or Killzone is so fast. When you go watch them make a pass, they might take a flat slick nitrous bike and go 8:30, and you're going to walk out the start line and say, God damn, man, that thing's flying. Just because you already got your mind made up that it's fast. And vice versa, if something looks slow to you, I used to do it about moonshine all the time. I feel like it's slow. But supposedly your time slips out there that he done showed people that I would never in a million years guess that that's where he go. He'd get my money every time he beat me, and then I'd say I don't believe it and try him again.
Well, I'm going to tell y'all something. I'm going to teach y'all something. Well, I can't really teach you nothing, Rich, because you the top. But I'm going to tell y'all something. When something looks fast, when something look quick, it's slow. When something look fast, it's quick. You know, it's totally opposite. I mean, you know, you got to look at it. If a man look like he flying down the track, he ain't got no numbers. But when a man look like he going slow down the track, it just say everybody look at Caesar and say Caesar really ain't run no time because it's looking kind of slow. Man, that be some of the best times I run on that bike. But when that bike look quick, man, Richard, you probably ain't gonna speak up for it, but you know what I'm talking about.
A lot of times, dumbass people judge your goddamn bike according to how they like you. I mean, a lot of people judge your bike according to how they like you. saying? Shit, that's crazy. Yeah. It go all witching ways, man.
Yeah.
Man, it's like when I got
somebody got a dark color bike with a lot of gear on it, and they go down the track screaming, and it's dark, and it's at nighttime. Everybody think it's fast. And he probably ain't
restored.
So I don't really do
yeah.
all.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't really do all.
Yeah.
I done got my ass whooped from people that I really felt in my heart was slow. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you can't really do that. But, I mean, that's the point, man. But the thing that I'm saying, like, about the Four Horsemen thing, what I said a minute ago, winning that Four Horsemen race, the amount that it was for or whatever, that ain't really worth it. The aftermath now, like, now the aftermath, I done got text messages on my phone all week. And then I just heard just a minute ago with Chris or whatever, like, man, you probably ain't going to get no more races with that. And I believe that that's partially true. Some people that would have ran us before ain't going to run us now or whatever case it be. Like, that, I don't know. I don't really understand that.
Oh, man, come on. I done got the same messages on my phone. People talking about, oh, cuz, you ain't going to get no raise cause of this, cause of that. But you know what? It don't matter to me because if you pull up, you're going to get done up. Yeah, that's it. It don't matter. People going to raise regardless, Rich. They may say
Rich,
that, but.
Rich, you knew before you entered that, before you even entered that thing. And if you knew if you won, all this shit was going to come behind it, though.
Yeah, I did not really, because the bike that was in there, you know what I'm saying, it's people like Eddie Kane or Speedy or whatever, they really don't give a damn about who I beat.
Man, come on, man.
He looked so, Eddie Kane looked so horrible, I could have threw up and beat him through the finish line.
He looked horrible the other day because he was having problems. It ain't like, if he was making full passes down the track, and then you say, okay, he looked horrible, but when this bike go down the track, it ain't going to look horrible. You know that.
But see, that's what I'm saying. Every day ain't going to look like the last day you saw the bike.
I feel you on that. But you can't really say about when somebody's shit look horrible. You had problems with Caesar, too, supposedly. So, I mean,
okay.
You just luckily had another bike there.
Okay, but, you know, what I'm saying is people quick to bring up my faults, but when I bring up that and say that about their motorcycle, everybody want to jump to their defense. Oh, that bike was fast.
Man, come on, man.
Say what now? What you think?
I think a lot of that shit. I think a lot of that shit you be drawing up in your head, man. I really don't. And then a lot of the stuff, a lot of the backlash you get, man, is just because you. I mean, you make your bed, man. You know what I'm saying? You do.
And
I mean,
you know,
I know you having fun and you having fun and everything like that, and that's cool. I don't really think that nobody really wholeheartedly don't like you, but you know, people go and talk shit to you because you put yourself out there like that. That's
yeah,
just part of it, man.
But Rich, you got to look at, I'm not the type that come pat you on your back and grin in your face and stick a knife in your back when you turn around. I'm not like that. You know, you got a lot of snakes out there like that. I mean, I don't know. It may be a lot on the line right now. I don't know. I'm not like that.
Welcome to grudge racing, dog. Welcome,
you know, when the way I feel, I'm going to let you know it, and I still let you borrow a 9/16 or a 12 millimeter. It don't matter. It don't matter, but I'm going to say, well, I don't sugarcoat just to get somebody to let me ride the motorcycle. I ain't going to sugarcoat it. If I think you're going to get beat, I'm going to tell you you're going to get beat. You know, just like old boy came on the line talking about, if he would have been there, I wouldn't have got on that motorcycle. That's real hater. That's a real, real hater when they say something like that. I'm not going to say nothing like that.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah, I understand. But, you know, but you got to understand, I got to address it, though. I got to address it. If you, Richard, I would never say, don't let Richard ride this. Don't let Richard ride Caesar, because I don't like Richard. I would never say that. I say, man, look, it's all about money thing. I'm going to put this mess to the side. Let's get this money. You know, that's what it is about me. I ain't going to sugarcoat it.
You best believe a lot of people like that, too, man.
Man, I'm trying to get money. That's why I said, man, look, I wanted that Richard. I swear to God, I wouldn't have never bought Caesar to the race if I wasn't trying to get Caesar in there. Well, man, when I saw Caesar wasn't going to go down the track, it was about the money then. It was about the money. I was willing to put up 15 out of that 25, but I wound up putting a stack out of that 25.
Listen, none of the people in the Four Horsemen, I don't think nobody really had an issue with it. All I'm saying is,
that's all cool. But if that shoe is ever on the other foot and somebody else swap bike, you should be last in line to say something. You should be way in the back. I mean, you can't say nothing. You know what I'm saying?
And you know what? That's why I always bring a big pack of duct tape, because at any moment, y'all can pull a piece off and put it over my mouth, and I have to settle for whatever y'all dish out. So it don't matter. It don't matter.
Right.
I mean, but I know everybody right. thought I had that plan, but it wasn't planned. I didn't bring my motorcycle way down there just to back out.
I don't necessarily feel like you had a plan.
Come on,
man. I feel like your pride. You'd rather have been out there on your bike to win on your bike. If ideally that's what you want. I give you that credit.
I mean, you know, if I just say the final round, I would have won the final round. I wouldn't even held up the trophy. I would let the owner held up the trophy, because if it wasn't for him, I would have never won the race. I mean, I can't take no glory off of what happened in that race, because I wasn't on my motorcycle. I give all the glory to the owner of that motorcycle. He provided me with a machine for me to win the first round. And the possibility
to damn all that, man. What's next, man? What's next? You going to go test season and you going to come on the 22nd?
Man, I'm coming on the 22nd regardless. I'm running suit bone. I mean, I can't run with Katrina. I can't run with Katrina, so don't even add to me. You know, but if you bring Sandy, I'll run Sandy head up through the quarter. Now, we can do that.
I bet you would. I bet you would.
Yeah. Let's talk about something me and you own. You own Sandy, I own Caesar. Let's talk about that.
The answer is no.
Yeah, okay. So don't get wide-eyed when I say no. I can't run with Katrina. Everybody hear me say it tonight. Caesar cannot run with Katrina. So don't come asking me for no raise anytime if you don't let you gonna let me leave.
I remember you saying verbally, and you're gonna remember this exactly. I got a really good memory. I wanna stretch my legs with Katrina. I'm a run over Katrina. I know something about Katrina. I ain't gonna say it on line right now. I want to stretch my leg, and I don't want to run you in the 8. I want to run you in the 4. You remember all of that? And I ain't going to race these. I raced Geronimo.
You know what?
Didn't even run right.
You know what? I just figured out from that race right there that I can't do no Katrina. So smart man am I. I'm a smart man. So you know what?
You done burned a lot of money.
Hey, remember this. Remember this, little recorder. I cannot run with Katrina.
All right, well, listen. Are you willing to give Sandy anything? Or are you willing to race?
And yeah, you
know
what?
Distance, or?
Hey,
I know
you're
going to be the other lane, but.
And you're right. You know what? I just found out tonight that you are a mind reader, too. Because you know what? You get the other side of the lane. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's another gift. Hey, everybody, look. That's another gift Lil Richard have. He's a mind reader, too. A fortune teller and a mind reader. And a motorcycle ride.
Man, I'm just trying to give me one of them little gimme races, man. See if you get Sandy some more racing at 8. Give me one of these little gimme races that I'll be getting.
No, see, that's what you try to get Killzone to be a sucker too. But Killzone, don't fall into that.
Ain't got to tell for me. I ain't going with none of that shit. Rich
you know,
come out.
Because, see, if my guys can get on here and tell the truth, they'll tell y'all. What's what? But Sandy, you get the other side whenever you want it. I'm not Tackle Boss. I'm not Got Juice or whatever his name is.
See.
I ain't him.
I see.
I ain't him. You can suck on them boys because they got money. They fool with
money.
I don't
suck on them. What do you mean? We go out there and we race, man. Ain't no
man, them boys.
They kick my ass. I kick their ass. I mean, ain't no suckering about it. Everybody think I got this crazy hustle about me. Like, I'm out here just hustling people. I ask for ends up races for the most part. I don't really try to hustle nobody.
No, you're right, because when I seen you get red light on that orange bike, that wasn't no hustle. I mean, you clearly lost that.
Hustle about it. I was shaking in my boots up there and really.
And you know what? I really didn't like you on that round because I wanted the Dream Team to lead up without a win. But, you know, hey, you provided a win. I guess that was a gimme win, so okay. Those guys so far.
Shit happens, I guess.
Yeah, but, Rich, I cannot run with Katrina. I'm pretty sure there's a lot of people listening tonight. Black Caesar cannot run with Katrina. But everything else out there, I'm willing to try. Everything else I'm out there, that's out there, I'm willing to try. But you can't get some action with that same race, though. You can't get, I'm pretty sure the owner of Geronimo will let me do that again. You will get some action with that bike again. You will
wait,
get some action.
Wait, with Geronimo?
Yeah, you will get some action with that bike again.
But you locked
believe.
It in?
You
are you willing to lock it in?
When the time comes. Look, when the time comes, because we got to set a date, and that race got to happen in Valdosta. That race got to happen in Valdosta. I'm not going to run. I'm not going to lock my money in unless it happens in Valdosta. But you know what, Rich? Right now, on this line tonight, when
we'll,
I call
we'll
the owner, when I get
on
this, we'll do it. We will do it. Geronimo versus Katrina, one hitter quitter. Ain't no four horsemen, just one horseman going down the track.
I ain't mad at you, dog.
No, I mean, I didn't get on here tonight to ask for no rerun, but since you brought it up, whenever you get ready, whenever we decide, we can do it.
Now?
We can do it. So,
now?
You going to make it worth our while? Cause that's a long ride for us. That's right down, that's 30 minutes down the street from you.
Well, it's two teams putting together. I mean, I'm pretty sure we can come up with the amount that we ran for. And I ain't talking about 25, I'm talking about the amount of the pot. I'm pretty sure my team and his team can at least come up with that. And look, he may let the owner.
We on the way.
Look, the owner of the bike may put Michael Phillips on there to run against you. I don't know, but what I'm saying is, if he put Michael on there, I'm going to bet with Mike. If
well,
I'm on there, I'm going to bet with me.
The owner of Katrina, and the owner of that bike, they know each other pretty good, so I'm sure they've been done work whatever out.
Yeah, they can do it. But whatever rider they put on there, I'm willing to bet on either one. I ain't that hard-hearted not to bet on Mike. I bet at least five on Mike. But I got to see him put some money in the pot, too, though.
Right.
Yeah, I ain't no sucker either. Now, if he don't put no money in the pot, I ain't betting on it. Because He may just throw the razor, watch me lose my money. I ain't no fool now. I'm going to say it like it is.
Well, anybody listening or whatever, man, we, you know.
Oh, boy.
Pretty much, man. The four horsemen thing or whatever, it wasn't really worth it. It was fun. Don't get me wrong. I had a ball. It was fun. Trophy. Everything was cool. But it wasn't worth the mystique that comes afterwards now. Like, we in the class. You know what I mean? That we ain't really trying to be
in,
man. We want a race, too. You know what I'm saying? So,
man, you just saying that because you won the four horsemen. If you would have lost four horsemen, you wouldn't even let that sentence come out your mouth. I'm going to tell y'all.
Man,
listen.
Win or lose, I ain't thought none of that. That don't mean nothing. Win or lose, I'd be trying to get races right now. All of that don't matter. Win or lose, but I'd be trying to get races again.
But,
if I lost, I'd be trying to race the person who beat me again.
But you know what? For a backyard country boy rider that I am, it was worth every minute for me because the suspense, the emotions, the intensity of getting ready for that race, man, it was worth it. I loved it. I'm willing to do it again.
But you don't have the same reaction that I got. You didn't win. So if you won, and people saying, man, I can't run you. I can't run with you. Ain't never sat next to I never in my life.
Do you actually think if I would have won the race, somebody would have got on here tonight and said, cuz, I can't run with you. I'm going to get the same reaction if I won the Super Bowl. It don't matter. People going to run me.
They going to goddamn just run you goddamn because they hate you. You see what I'm saying? But Rich trying to say that goddamn. You know, a lot of people got respect for him. He won that four horsemen and shit like that. He probably done fucked up. Woo! A lot of goddamn, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's how he probably feeling, because he probably, he had like probably 10 races that he was going to do this year, but he wasn't in a rush to do them.
Well, nine
of them motherfuckers, probably all 10. Well,
how you
going to race
them? How you going to sit there and say that when he said earlier tonight that the Dream Team was willing to run him right back again?
That's what I was saying. Probably had 10 motherfuckers that he wanted in the rush to, 10 people that he wanted in the rush to race. Nine probably got him, probably eight of them 10 people don't want to run him no more because of the four horsemen race.
Well, send them
I'll
run
them. I can count. I don't even need a whole hand to count on who going to race me for the rest of the year. I don't even need a whole hand worth of thinking.
What I'm saying is, it go
like this. This is what I'm thinking, right? This is my whole thought process, right? Because, hear me out on this. We originally had a locked-in race with Caesar and Christian, right?
Everything
because of the four horsemen deal.
Right.
Caesar accidentally wasn't right or whatever, so
you ended up on Geronimo. You raced Geronimo, made a pass against me. You didn't even run your number, didn't even run your pass. Now I don't have no chance of getting a race with Caesar no more. I'm just trying to understand your thought process.
Wait, hold on.
That was
correction. Correction now. I want to hold up now. Stop the train on that one. You do still have a race with Caesar if you're willing to give me something.
Oh, my God.
Now, whatever. Now, oh I tell God. You what. That, now, I'm going to make it good for you. If you let me leave, in a quarter mile on Katrina, I'll let you leave on Sandy in a quarter mile with Caesar, too.
No, but I believe you can beat me letting me leave on Sandy.
Okay, but kills on. Now, don't that sound good? Kills on. Don't that sound good? I'm willing to give him the same thing he gave me.
Hey, it sounds good.
What's wrong with this? You're asking one bike that's set up just like you for something, and then you're going to turn around and give it to another bike that should get it originally anyway. I should get something from Caesar with Sandy, but you shouldn't get nothing from the trainer.
Yeah.
Custom cut. That do sound good, but what he really trying to say that you and him had a goddamn heads up race now, and after this four horses thing, goddamn everything is fucked up now.
No, it ain't, because I just got out my mouth that I'll run him any day if the owner allow me. If the owner allow me to get up on Geronimo.
He talking about on Caesar though.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, you know, you know what? He probably right. Yeah, you done messed that up. you done messed that up. Yeah.
You ain't
got
to worry about us being in no more horseman things then.
Well, yeah, you ain't got to worry about no kind of
focus. There was no side pot. There was no nothing.
Oh,
we'll
it
wait,
was on
we'll
205.
Wait. We'll wait. We'll let somebody else get the mystique. Like, somebody else win the next Gambler's race and let them get in the class that we in right now.
We're
just waiting for people who want to run out the individual.
Because I bet $1,000 on the side with me and 205.
Because if that's going to be the result of these gamblers races, whoever wins just get put on the shelf, then we shouldn't even be doing this shit, man. We should have just did our little
Richard, you've been in the game a long time, man. It ain't even possible for you to not think if you won that thing, shit was going to be like that.
No, I kind of felt that way. I felt it would be that way.
I mean,
I'm going to be honest with you now, since we're keeping it real. I thought it would be that way with Custom Cuts. I never thought it would be that way with 205 or Randy, and it don't seem to be. It seemed like they were raced. But I felt like whoever won that four horse thing wasn't going to get no race with Custom Cuts anymore. I swear on my life I did feel that.
Look, out of all the people, you felt like that because of me. One thing about I started this night off to tell y'all that I've been in this thing a long time. I'm not a fool. I know people team up to get me out the way, but am one of those losers that lost the four horseman race, they can get a race out of me. You should have lost and you would have got one.
I ain't got no teammates. I ain't got no other crew that's with us or no extra flat slick bikes or none of that stuff. It's just me, Rico, C, and our little crew. We got Sandy, Katrina, and the little stock chassis orange bike.
Yeah.
And that's it, man. If you get racing with them guys and you feel like you want to race again, man, I love to race Caesar.
Okay.
I love to do the original idea of the original race. That's how the whole horse started.
Y'all probably would have got paid, but is Soup Bone still on the line?
Nah,
oh, Soup Bone. Okay.
Yeah, Soup is still on.
Hey, Richard, at least you got a trophy to look at.
Yeah, we did. Soup is still on.
Soup Bone, is it okay if I get your number from Chris?
He might put his phone down or something.
Hey, Richard, did y'all get a trophy on that four-horseman race?
Huh?
Did y'all get a trophy besides the money on that four-horseman race?
Yeah, they gave away a $15 trophy. That's all it cost to get made.
Hold on, let me read this. Hold on. Hey, Justin, she just texted and said you could get the back tie.
Who?
You can get the back tire with Caesar.
No, give me the hit. Now, take him back. Let me leave. Y'all ain't finna fool me no more.
How is giving you something fooling you? He giving you something.
Man, I cut the tree down on you and you came around Geronimo like I was standing still. No,
that was
just
Geronimo. That wasn't Steven. That bike was running on four cylinders, then it dropped to three. It was running on four again, then it dropped back down to three or whatever the case may be, man. I mean, like, yeah, that bike, come on, man. Don't do me like that. Don't try to make it like some amazing number and I just drove around from
Look. Like that, I'm going to tell you this right here. If y'all let me leave, I will accommodate the pot. If y'all let me leave, let me tap out of there at the hub the 22nd, I will bring my life savings over there. I'll bring my life savings.
No chance.
I thought
you said about Boston anyway. Now you want me to let you leave a hazard, but no chance.
I take that leave on a dirt road. It don't matter. Y'all let me leave, I take it anywhere.
I bet.
Why you playing?
Ain't no chance, man. It's no way in hell. No way
man.
In hell that we can let you leave, dog.
And then the sad thing about it is that, like, what you just said, ask for the move and shit, and people gonna have all types of shit to say on cycle bike, and now it won't even line up with you.
You're
being
right,
real with the man.
Say about it. Hey, they should.
But he being real though.
To say about it. Yeah, how you been? He asking for the break. That ain't real.
I think it's y'all bike, and I don't really think that's too much. But at the end of the day, that's his bike. Huh?
I would say he being real. If he tried me before and I beat him real bad with Caesar. Or whatever.
That's what I'm saying. Take your motorcycle to tell me. You said you needed something out of Caesar on Sandy. So, and I didn't argue you down. So you telling me you're not trying to sit here and tell me what I need.
I'm not telling you what you need. I'm telling you what's fair, what I'll give you. I'm not telling you what you need. I'm telling you what I'll give you. And I think that the back tire, that's a compromise. You ask for the brake, I ask for headed up. We finish at the middle on the back tire. Now, who's gambling? Me or you?
Okay.
You want to bet. You don't want to gamble. That's middle ground. That's halfway from what I want and halfway from what you want.
What you have to realize, Rich, after one event, that Katrina bike got respect from a lot of people now.
Right.
Yep.
I had it all wrong because I thought the motherfucker was slow, but I never did see it. You know, I'm just judging on what I hear, and you know, I never seen the bike run. But after I saw that motherfucker, now you got to realize, you know, what other people thinking now. So a lot of people ain't gonna want to take that chance. Then you got a lot of people calling around. Man, you seen that and all that. You know how it go, man.
No, y'all thought that race with me and Lil Richard was bad. You ought to seen the race with Cocaine and Katrina. Man.
Yeah, I think that one. I saw that one.
That was straight doo-doo.
It looked
like Cocaine. Let me know when we get a race, man.
I don't want all these props and respect, man. Let me know when we get a race.
You need to start racing there if you don't want no problems. We're going to give you problems. Lil Richard is the fastest man in the world.
Lil Richard the man.
I'm trying. Oh, man, y'all tripping, man.
Yeah.
Man, look, guys, we got about two more minutes left, and we got two callers left, so we're going to go on and open up the lines. 0726, and your line is open. 0726, your line is open. Okay, 4001. Your line is open.
I'm listening, Baker.
Somebody got the last call the same as I do.
4001. Your line is open.
Back tire custom cut.
Yeah. Okay,
they don't
want to
do nothing.
Yeah. The
custom cut. I will tell you this much, man. If you if that race with you and Superbone don't go through, I know at least two bikes down there in Louisiana. Want a top which as well, so I'm not going to put you on that Katrina bike or whatever, something like that. We're saying Louisiana, so.
But I
got a message out there for the guys in Louisiana. Got a 1,000 want to try that gold and black 1,000, that Pullman's bike, I think, Big Red's camp. So just wanted to throw that out there. I'm going to shoot Red a message to tell Pullman if he can. get in contact with me or whatever, something I can relay the message on to him.
Real quick, can you tell me probably the only person that's not going to get a race that day? Can anybody tell me that?
Well, last time, Kenny, Randy Moe's going to actually get a race, which I think you want to know a person that won't be able to get a race down there?
Yes, it will be Lil Richard. Lil Richard, you done messed that up. You the baddest man in the world. Don't nobody race Lil Richard.
I don't know. Now, someone may step up to the plate. You never know.
Carolina boys are race. I'll leave Georgia alone. Carolina boys are race.
Yeah, I was judging off the past weekend, they'll race right back in the trailer.
Stupid.
I got a few words for Carolina. Horrible.
Man, now you know that's only going to last for a few days or whatever until those guys get their game plan down and it's going to be.
Oh, people on the internet talking about Killzone, not in the shop. Caleb, Eddie Kane, all of them. That's the worst I ever seen, Caleb. Oh, man, Caleb, you need to retire. Hey. Seem like Georgia represents.
Your shit messed up, Custom Cut.
Say what now?
Your shit messed up. I said, your shit is messed up. I'm not understanding how you mess with them dudes by having broke bike. And yours is messed up.
Mine wasn't broke. I was smart. My mic was broke.
We pulled the spark plug wild for you.
What? They didn't bring no extra bikes or whatever. You know what I mean? Just in case, so they could be smart in case they're getting run fast.
Hey, kills on. Remember, always bring an extra bullet.
Hey, shit, you gotta have a goddamn team for that. Most likely, shit. I'm by myself. I ain't got no extra bullet because I run somebody on feet.
Hey, they fell right into my trap. That's what y'all get. And I like to put the money home.
Right into your trap. And you proud of that, man. You actually proud of that.
Yeah, I'm proud of that.
That's cool. Hey man, when you grow some nuts and you take that back tire, we go ahead and do that.
You give me you grow some bigger nuts and let me move. Nah.
Okay.
And then I can let Sandy move.
It's not a negotiation. This is just a go ahead.
Talking about my balls. You know how big my balls is.
Custom Cut.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Custom Cut. Before we get off, CJ 400, Katrina offered Caesar the back tie. A thread just went up. So you know CJ 400 on here listening.
Oh, so he's good for that. Won't he rub his belly? Rub his belly with him, cause that's all he's doing. That's all he's doing, old Kenny.
I thought you was trying to compromise, man.
No, you man, I'm
meeting in the middle somewhere.
Give me the move with Katrina. I give you the move, and you won't send it. Now that's compromising.
That's two races in your favor. That's what that is.
Okay, well, I mean, why you want everything in your favor? Be a man. Stand on your
own. I don't want everything in my favor. I'm asking for a middle road. Middle of the road. If I'm asking too much for being middle of the road, then you're right. I won't give me races. I ain't asking for it to be in my favorite.
We're at the end of the section. We got one more caller we're going to let in before we shut this show down, man. It's just one of these last minutes. 6010. Your line is open.
Nope.
Yeah, hey, Rich.
Yeah.
Hey, this is
From
North Carolina. You know who I am. Custom Cut. That's all right.
It's who?
Give you an Uncle Earl.
Okay. Okay,
yeah.
Okay. What's up, Mom?
Hey, what's going on? Hey, we're going to get in your ass, CC. You talking all that shit on this phone, but we're going to get in your ass when we see it. Check, and that's how big you talk then when we ain't broke.
He said your nephew needs to retire.
Wait, hold on. That's the only reason why you press one. Man, I tell you what, press one again and go to bed.
he said Caleb needs to retire, because make sure Caleb knows that.
I heard him. I'm going to tell him tomorrow, too. I'm sure going to tell him.
Yeah.
We're going to retire your ass.
You gonna tell
them? I lay back, be quiet, Rick. Now you get talking about the peaks. Now it's a different story. We're gonna see who's retiring next time we see. You scared? He come to the trailer with the man.
I cannot.
Hey, be prepared to give him the grape.
Hey,
What
hey,
kind of
lady prepared to give him the break?
Prepared
to give him the break, huh? Because that's what he wants, the break. No back tie,
break.
None of that, just a break.
Yeah, he know how that shit go. Big and ass.
Yeah.
He might win this, bro.
And I cannot understand a word you saying. Where are you from? Wow.
Man, you know, Huck used to come on here, man, and talk on Girls Talk. Huck's
okay,
been on here before talking, man.
Hey, come on, man. You got to come better than that, man. I can't understand a word you saying, man.
Let me translate for Huck real fast. Huck said they're going to strap something on your ass when they see you at a track somewhere.
Now, I can understand
not
that.
Not no fence or nothing, but bikes. With bikes.
Hey, I got my fence in the air.
Now, I ain't learning that valve stuff. I'm talking about my motorcycle. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, you put my little nephew out there like that. I got to speak up for him.
But all jokes aside, North Carolina did look hard back at the track. I'm just being real, man. They didn't show up to win. They
nah,
did not.
No, they didn't get out of the track. You're right.
Yeah. So, I mean, I was telling the truth. I wasn't trying to be funny, but that's the worst I ever seen North Carolina look at the track. Normally, they'd be on point, but they was off a point. It really needs to be off to the.
Yeah, it's just about Van Dessen.
Wait a minute.
Dude,
ain't Dan
Wagner
from North Carolina?
Say again.
You're right. Then North Carolina did look bad. I did North Carolina bad, too. Ain't Dan from North Carolina? Ain't that who built your shit?
Thank you. I don't need a co-signer. My stuff is South Florida / North Carolina.
Okay.
Everybody meet up again. There'll be some good racing going on.
Think about that hit, Lil Rick. I let Sandy leave if you let me leave on Katrina. Now respect that.
I don't. I'm finding it hard to do so. My bad.
But you ain't stuck on stupid. You're a smart man. Now you acting like it now.
Damn right.
Because you know you can't let Caesar leave. But I know I can let Sandy leave. I tell you what,
yep.
Trash, don't let me leave on Katrina. You know what? You get the back tie with Sandy. You get the back tie with Sandy.
And you get the back tie
with Sandy? I get the back tie with Sandy.
Yeah, through the
corner
mile.
If I get you back. Listen, let's just scratch the all motorbike. If you don't have no all motorbike, right? All right, so let's just scratch the all motorbike part. And let's just do these two nitrous bikes, and you can get the back tire, and that's that.
That'll be a good race. Katrina giving CeCe the back tire, and CeCe giving what's called the back tire.
You know what? If I tell you what, I'm willing to take that back tire only if it's in Valdosta. I would do that. I'm willing to take the back tire only in Valdosta.
That's no
only
problem.
No thanks, bro.
You change
the back tire. Okay, so now you'll take the back tire from the nitrous bike, and then you turn around. You was offering the motorbike the brake, now you offering it the back tire.
I don't know how we
got to where it's a two race deal. You brought up Sandy. I didn't. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how it became a two race deal, but leave Sandy out of it. We got nitrous bike.
Okay.
Let's just do the nitrous.
Okay, give me the back tie. Give me the back tie with Katrina. Only in Valdosta, and I bet more than five. I bet more than five. And you can, whenever
how much
you decide to put Valdosta.
How much and when?
Say what? How much and how soon? The next Dano race in Valdosta, we would do it.
You talking about
in
October?
That's a long time. We talking about a week or two.
Now he wants to determine when the race is. I told you. You said how much and when.
I didn't determine it. I asked you when. I didn't determine anything.
You saying in October,
that's when you want to do this?
No, I said the next Dano event. Okay, well, let's do it the next Grudge event in Valdosta. It could be a car race or whatever race. Let's do it then. I get on the internet. I have your number. I will call you tomorrow.
Or can I make a suggestion? How about June 22nd when you come down here to Hub City?
No, because I'm only coming with one other person. Hub City is not the place. I got to run Soup Bone. I need to go ahead and knock him off. I want to go ahead and bury him.
You said if I give you something, you'll take it anywhere.
No, I didn't. Come on, Rick. Don't try to be a
you just trip. Said that. I swear. A minute ago when I said, you said Valdosta a minute ago, now you're saying Hub City, and you said if you give me something, I'll take it anywhere.
I
you said
feel
that
like
I need
a dirt road.
On a dirt road.
The only place I'm going to hook up is in Valdosta with all this horsepower I got.
Hey man, look, let me know when you see it, when you being serious, man, because you on the phone joking, man.
No, I ain't on the phone joking.
Well,
guys, we at the end of this section in the way.
Okay.
So we're going to have to shut the show down. We done ran over the time, but we will hope to next week dig back into this topic here, man, and hope that we have some type of some clarification on this race, too, and see if we can line up some more stuff. So with that being said, I'm going to have to shut the show down for tonight, and we will be back here next Wednesday at the same time.
All right,
guys. You guys will call it later. Okay.
All right, Chris.
All right.